That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying the fireworks in your neighborhood. I understand that the Macy's Parade is going on in New York, and I know the Boston Pops is going on in Massachusetts. And it makes me feel really good because last year, we didn't have a celebrated 4th. As a matter of fact, we watched other years when on television they showed other years, but not last year. So here we are. The Boston Pops are outside in Tanglewood, Massachusetts, with a group of people, and they're all together chanting and singing and clapping. I feel like we're back to normal. Bye-bye, COVID. This is Elizabeth Joyce. My guest tonight is the famous one and only worldwide known Frank St. James, and he's here to answer your questions, and yes, he's feeling much better. Frank, tell him how much better you're feeling.
I actually feel normal.
Uh-oh.
If that's possible, what is normal anymore? It's a spectacular night. I mean, I used to live up in Boston, and for about 20 years, and now I'm down here at Asbury Park, New Jersey, and having also the sparklers and everything else is going off, and watching Channel 4, which is right at about 10 miles from here across the Hudson. And so it's a kind of spectacular night. And you're right, it's nothing like it. There's no riots, there's no this. People are just enjoying themselves. I was down the beach today, and families were all having fun, and
Of course, the big message is that I need you, and I need you, and I need you, and I need you. I need everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes together, and everybody is needed, loved, and appreciated.
That's it's kind of a harmony today.
I put my flag out. You know they sold over 1 million flags this spring?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the new energy of the new USA. When I was watching, they had the combination, the Navy band, the Army band, the Marine band, and Air Force, and they were singing for freedom. And I'm saying, there isn't a country in the world, Frank, that could do that on television. There isn't a country in the world that could repeat lines starting from Abigail Adams all the way up to John F. Kennedy about freedom.
I appreciated this year a lot. I am a Navy veteran, but they really went out of their way to praise and tell people and have people that were in the war, each war, and praise them and make them feel good and give them some dignity. And it was good. I mean, it was just, I never seen so much exposure to that and getting back to what America really is.
Yes, the foundation. Support, love, honor, and defend. And I'll tell you, when I was waiting for the COVID vaccine, I had to get the Johnson & Johnson because of some allergies I had, and I called the National Guard. I was never treated so well. Never treated so well. They escorted me down to the center in Concord, which is the capital of New Hampshire, and they had a few select people that had to have that special shot. And it was just an incredible experience. It really was. So let's talk about some 2021 and 22 world changes and some new adjustments that might be coming up in the months ahead. What do you think, Frank, is coming?
Well, I think people are coming around in both parties. And I think a lot of people that were elected and weren't doing what they were supposed to is coming back at them. And people are sort of finally saying, let's get together. What's going on here? We have to get together. I think the two parties are going to get more together because
more unified
of what's going on.
That's good. We have to, because something. We live on a very small planet, and we all experience the weather changes and everything that's happening outside of our planet. We're all in oneness with that, and we have to be. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. This is a call-in show. I will give you the number to call, please, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And Frank, you do have a caller, Stephanie from Colorado, and she's born February 15th. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
Well, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm able to spend it with you.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I should sell my house and move to Florida, or if I need to hang on to it longer, because I'm not sure what's going on with all the political changes and stuff.
Well, it's, everybody's running to Florida. I know I have a couple of people I know that were lucky enough to get something cheaper, but I think the prices are going up too. And with your I would probably want to do a little more research And you're probably better around September when things calm down a bit right now. You know, they're still kind of panicking and running here and there. And, of course, the real estate market is out of sight now. It's going crazy.
Right.
But
Stephanie,
but,
where are you in Colorado?
A half hour from the Denver airport. The only concern is our governor is making a lot of very radical decisions. And, you know, Biden dropped a bomb on Friday about trying to destroy the suburbs. And we live out in the country. And that's my concern is, you know, if he goes through with his plan to make Section 8 housing in, you know, established suburban areas to make it fair, then that's going to destroy everybody who's worked their lives for, you know, and so it's very concerning. And because our governor's Democrat, you know, there's no, they've turned us from a red state to a purple state, now we're blue.
Well, I think that you do have a point there. Have you got a place in Florida picked out?
Well, we have a cousin. My husband's cousin lives up near Tampa. And so we've talked about that. And so it's, you know, and real estate's a lot cheaper there than what it is here.
Yeah, but Tampa's not the place to go.
Well, it would be north of Tampa, like Brookville and, you know, more north. And my only concern is now they keep calling things fees instead of taxes, which is what they are, because we have a law called Tabor, and that means that if you go past a certain amount, you have to get the voters' input. But our governor keeps circumventing that and calls everything fees.
Yeah, well, they did that in Florida, too, by the way. What do you think, Frank?
I think by before the end of this month, you should have a clear idea of where you want to go and as far as what you can afford. But, I watch the news every day, and I see what they're doing, and, you know, it's terrible.
It's almost like we've woken it up into a third world country or something, because also on Friday, Biden dropped the bomb saying that he's going to do an executive order to fast track, you know, people who've come here illegally.
Right.
Well,
they've been dropping them off on each state almost middle of the night. Couple
we're going to have to
people.
Start standing up against this because this far left is less than 20% of the population. And my dilemma is, why is 20% of the population running the country? There's got to be something more behind it.
Right.
And the woke people do have the idea of communism and fascism and all that.
Well, you know what? We have to think not you asking us questions, kind of psychic questions. And for you, I'm really feeling before the end of the month that you'll have a clear picture and get a time theory. But I'm really feeling by September, that you're really getting the insight of where you want to go and when. And that's.
Okay.
But if we're going to talk about political, we could do that all night. But our angle is to try to help you help you with your instincts and give you an idea of the future right now.
Right. Right.
I will say that Colorado is going to probably become a military-industrial complex, and that they're going to start having hidden rules and regulations or areas of military in that state. So you might be well off going to Florida. I think that's a good instinct.
Wow. Does it have to do with the airport? Because I know they're expanding like crazy.
Oh, you should know what I know about. I can't say that on the air. I'll tell you off air. But I know an awful lot about Denver Airport. I was there when they built it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're expanding like crazy. It's going to be an industrial complex for the military. And Denver is the only location where they have the power and money and secrecy to do it, because the Denver airport goes down 5 stories, and they already have the space, and they planned this for years, and they have the space.
Exactly. Yep.
In that area.
I've been in the underbelly, so. I've seen barbed wire keeping people in, not keeping them out.
That's right. That's what they're going to do.
I saw that when it first opened, so yes.
So, good. Follow your instincts. And like Frank said, September. But the first half, because the second half of September, Mercury retrogrades. So you want to make sure that you time it. Frank, give her your phone number so she can talk to you offline.
It's 862-684-1904.
862-862?
Yeah, 862-684.
684-1904.
I happen to know also, like Elizabeth, I happen to know a lot of what's been going on, and
you can share that
too. Also.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Stephanie. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's
find out. You guys have a good evening. All right. Bye.
So I did take the time, Frank, to record what the energies for this next week, and we're going to kind of have a mixed week of energies. We got a few T-squares going on, which brings up anger and upset. So let's listen to our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing reading, week of July 4th through July 11th, 2021. This could be a week of easily hurt feelings, often based on perceived notions instead of actual intentions of others. Love and Money Venus is busy on Tuesday through Thursday, making challenges to stability-seeking Saturn and revolutionary Uranus. Relationship planets Venus and Mars have several challenges early in the week as well. Tuesday, inquiring Mercury gathers nebulous Neptune in for a few hours before overly sensitive Venus opposes stern Saturn. However, the week also provides some opportunity for play and creativity. In fact, July is probably the best time to get some playtime in, because August has some hard-working, task-oriented projects to deal with. The moon joins the confusion on Wednesday by squaring Neptune before conjoining Mercury on Thursday, when clear thinking could be clouded by emotional responses. Thursday is also a day when inflated egos could fly off the handle in a narcissistic rage in any perceived slights to the square of Venus in Leo and Uranus in Taurus. That's a T-square. And that's never any fun. But overall, it's a decent month with no real highs and lows. Jupiter is winding down its temporary preview in Pisces until the 28th. Then it will return to Aquarius until the end of the year. We have now had a preview of what is coming in 2022 since Jupiter moved into Pisces on May 13th. The Saturn-Uranus square is something that we have pointed out since February, and it will continue its activity at least until November. While another planet, such as Mars in the July 1st weekly forecast and Venus in this week's forecast, along with the energy that is already here, the Saturn square, is highlighted and strengthened by the natures of the planets involved. Mars has to do with movement and ambition, while Venus is associated with love and your value system, and both are up for review in July. Relationships are highlighted during the first half of July. The new moon is on Friday, July 9th at 19 degrees Cancer. Venus and Mars are beginning to align to the heart-opening Leo now. This is a good thing, especially having to do with children. A Cancer new moon has to do with the home, family, nutrition, residential real estate, and emotional support. On Friday, this feeling creates a cosmic quarantine where people isolate themselves in their home or in their room in order not to spread the infection of emotional upsets that can be very contagious. This week is an excellent time to fix up your home, improve your diet, and spend time with people in your inner circle. With the Venus-Mars alignment, which is exact next week on July 13th, it puts energy into relationships and manifesting your needs and desires. The weekend has a rebellious tinge to it since the moon is in opposition to Pluto. What is time for you to release? This can include emotions or the clutter that has accumulated around you. The moon continues in nurturing Cancer on Saturday until late afternoon when it moves into Leo. On Sunday, there's a T-square between the moon, Uranus, Saturn, with the moon also close to touchy Venus and tempered Mars. In the afternoon, mental Mercury moves into emotional Cancer until August 11th. Attempts at rational reasoning are sure to fail, only leading to greater squabbles and petty responses. It's time to plan a disappearing act and get off the grid. So exit stage left. This energy is also good for quick projects around the home, anything involving movement and exercise in some fashion. This is Elizabeth Joyce for Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. I do enjoy giving readings all around the world, and I work with Skype, Zoom, or the phone. It'd be nice to hear from you. Take care and have a good week. I'll see you next time.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
Well, hello again. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And tonight we're finding out that we have a wonderful country and that we are going to be one with each other. We live on a small planet. And happy 4th of July. We are the only country that is celebrating their independence. And we are very blessed to have independence in this country. So I'm appreciating that fact, if nothing else. I have with me tonight Frank St. James. This is a call-in show, and the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Frank, we have another caller from Colorado. Her name is Polly, and she's born April 30th. Hello, Polly. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
What is your question for Frank tonight?
Well, I have heard a lot of things over the years for things that were going to happen, and they've told me to get out of Colorado, and I used to live in the mountains to get away from everything, but then I received a wonderful gift called COVID, and they've tried to, I feel... they've tried to take me out because of what I know. And I was just wondering if this is happening to a lot of people.
Well, this is especially people around our age and more.
Okay.
I mean, we've been around. We've seen a lot. We've gone through different problems with diseases and things. And... the different changes in the government, and so we have the knowledge, and I think we're the kind of people that are making real decisions at this point. Now, there is, like I said before, our show is to cut through politics and everything. And I know what you know. Let me tell you this. We know what you know, because if you're over, especially if you're over 60, I don't know if you're over 60, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm 74.
Huh?
I'm 74.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in the my bracket. I'm a little higher than that, but we're people that can't be fooled, and if we have to make changes, we're going to have to look at other sources. Now, like Elizabeth's an excellent astrologer. I do astrology myself, but I'm also a psychic and a medium. So our program is mainly to cut through that and try to give you ideas of when it's good to act and not. And, you know, lay back. And, you know, sometimes it's you're thinking of moving or you're not right now.
Well, what happened was I had to leave the mountains because I was very sick. And so now I'm in Littleton, Colorado. But the funny thing is I'm an international handwriting analyst and a psychic. And this kind of threw me for a blow when I had to move to Denver. But I'm noticing things that have come true, and I'm noticing how the dumbing down of America is just profound in Colorado.
Oh.
Just profound.
Well, of course, we're finding out about ascension, and we are finding out that that's what we need to have our quest pointed towards. Ascension,
right.
Beyond 2012, when the new energy came in. You must know that the new energy came in, the double helix, the fifth dimension, amber light.
Yes.
And I do have a message for everyone that I'd like to give you. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life fulfilled and complete when we have daily contact with God. So take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, and unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel that the Shakti energy is filling you through the crown chakra and flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son and daughter of God. That
That's
was written
beautiful.
By
Thank
me.
You.
I wrote that in 2011 when I was publishing my book on ascension, accessing the fifth dimension. And that's what we try to focus on. We need to find out what's behind the veil, not what's behind the gun. We need to find out what's behind the clouds and the universe and what is out there, because we know it's love. We know that this light can create the changes that we need, and we know that we can become safe. And I'd like you to concentrate on that, Paulie. And if you feel you should go to Texas or Florida, then go to Texas or Florida. They're wonderful states. I love Texas myself. I was there for a year. I'm now up in my family home in New Hampshire, which is another safe area. So you need to be out in the country. I think you know that, don't you, Paulie?
Oh, I do know that, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is such changes in the universe now that the people our age are actually feeling it. It's almost like making us make a change. We don't have to be the victim of what's going on.
And we don't have to be the victim.
We have to find every way. If we have to make a change, go. Do it. You still got some years ahead of you, hon.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
And you're a Taurus. You're April 30th, so you should be able to do it, Paulie. And maybe you won't be able to do it next year. Do it now. As soon as you can.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about going to Georgia in September.
Whatever you're
and
comfortable
seeing about
with.
A place there to live in Waycross, Georgia. That way, I'm with one of my other daughters, but I can do maybe gather people to understand what's really going on.
There you go. And there's a wonderful, I know of two very good groups in that area, Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia, especially in South Georgia, towards Florida. So that could be very good for you, and I see that you could do a very good business there. So good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the reading, and thank you for your time.
So, Frank, we got changes ahead. Give us an angle on the difference and the lighter Aquarian energy that's coming, because Jupiter is going to move back into Aquarius next week, and it's time to let go, and it's time to expand. We have to go forward because we're moving into Pisces energy in 2022. And that begins new projects and new creativity. So what do you see happening for the rest of 2021?
Well, I think we discussed it, that my moon is zero Aquarius. And it's that my 10th house is zero Leo. And my sixth house is zero Mercury in Aries. So all these changes, these eclipses, have been affecting the way I run my life too.
Yeah, Uranus
and
is giving,
and a
Uranus
lot of people have been affected that way. So where, if you don't make changes, if you insist on just digging a hole or burying your head in the sand, and there's advantages to making some changes. Some people are instinctively, if they got other people in the family close by, that they feel safe that way, then do it. But make sure that you're thinking the way the universe has been changing, and it's been radically changing. It's going to smooth out a little bit, and then it'll come back. But this is a good time for you to really go with your senses.
Well, the younger people can help you when you have a loving family and a close family. And that's wonderful. Frank, we have another caller. Her name is Evelyn. She's from New Jersey, and she's born February 27th. That's Pisces energy. How are you, Evelyn?
I am okay. Thank you.
So what do you have for Frank tonight?
Okay, first of all, Ms. Beth, I want to thank you. I went and dug out a book that you had autographed for me in 2009, The Psychic Attack. Mm-hmm. You had gave it to me when I was looking at retiring.
There you go.
And, okay, but Frank, I wanted to ask you a question, my fellow New Jerseyan. I'm staying in line with people trying to make changes or moving. My son is 52 years old. He has a learning disability, and he's a tractor-trailer driver. Well, I've been always praying for him to keep people, because people take advantage of him because he's such a good ordered person. Well, what I wanted to know is, I've rented him an apartment down in the Mount Laurel area for about 3 years, which is off of exit 4. And, he's trying to find a house. He was able to find a realtor and a mortgage company that would gave him a pre-approval application. And he's looking for something close to where he parks his truck. in Bordentown. So we've been looking for in three areas, which is Mount Holly, Burlington, and Bordentown. Do you see when or if we can find something suitable?
When is his birthday?
I feel close to Bordentown.
I do too.
And I'm also a Pisces. And,
and
so is Elizabeth. So we've been going through, like yourself, all these emotional things going on too.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
We feel everything, you know, it's not, mm-hmm. We feel the changes we do, you know, so, I feel a little better for you. I don't know why Bordentown hits me, but I feel that.
And that hit me too. I think so. It's more country. I think it would be safer for him, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I do think there's something opening up for him.
Yeah, houses in Bordentown, Mount Holly, which is right near the Columbus Flea Market, if you know where that at, Frank.
I do.
Okay, on 206, yeah. That's in the area where he parks his tractor trailer. And that's what we've, you know, I've been seeing.
Well, you got to get him to work for it, Evelyn. You got to get him to visualize himself living there, and that will help with the energies. Visualize it and create it. So he has to absolutely believe that that's where he's going to be. And he can't have three towns. He's got to narrow it down to one town. And sit there and say, this is where I'm coming. And you watch it open up, it will.
Okay.
You've got to visualize, you got to keep visualizing where you want to be, where he wants to be.
Exactly.
You got to keep visualizing that, because that is key, right? It's always been that way. And the more you visualize, the more you concentrate on a certain area, it will open up for him.
I thank you so much. And just one more thing for Miss Elizabeth. Remember the lady you were talking to a few weeks ago about Greenville, North Carolina, about she should try to open a camping ground?
Vaguely.
Well, Becca, I know you can't remember, you got so many. But I'm from Washington, which is the next town over, and in that area, it would be good because they don't have too many, you know, like trailers where you can go park, camping ground.
We have to take our break, Evelyn, but thank you very much for calling. Let's find out. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's time for our break. And we're going to hear a wonderful song tonight from Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Choir for the 4th of July. And it's called Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce, welcome back to Let's Find Out. Happy 4th of July. And you know, Frank, I'm on with Frank St. James tonight. Frank, we are having a wonderful month this month. This is the time to express your inner child and to take vacations and to expect exciting things, reunions with your relatives, see people you haven't seen in a while, and maybe share your summer with the family that you meet at the same place every year. It's wonderful. And then you can feel the deep urge to take the initiative and move forward in your life and get the things done that you have to get done. August will be a work month because the planets move into Virgo. But right now, they're in Leo. So what can you suggest besides dancing in the waves as the ocean comes into shore?
Well, the Leo's always been expression. If you're a Leo and it's a lot of Leos in entertainment business or really pushing the envelope. So it's kind of, it's really exciting to me. Recently I moved and I've opened up one of my trunks and I found material, things that I've done, with the police departments and, mm-hmm. and missing people. And I found all this stuff in there and I'm going through it. And it's kind of, I don't exactly know where I'm going because I've worked with the fourth dimension for so many years, since even when I was 4.5 years old. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was having all these contacts. But it's like a renewal. So with Leo's the force, and it's going to push you, hopefully, in the right direction, especially with Aquarius being very prevalent and Pisces
well, the other
coming
thing,
in.
The other thing that's happening is Mars is moving into Cancer in July. And let me tell you, that's family. That's mothering. That's caring
that's
and
right.
nurturing. And these are the things that we need after the year we've been through. So we
and
have to consider the feelings, consider the feelings of others, and have some awareness to speak up about your decisions and issues that affect them and affect you. And if you want to learn more about how all this works, Frank and I can help you offline if you'd like to order readings with us. Frank, give out your number one more time.
It's 862-684-1904.
And mine is 201-934-8986. Now, Frank, I heard you say something about real estate and housing. Maybe that's why we're getting everybody calling up about moving. Talk more about that, if you will.
Well, that's where that Cancer is coming in. And usually you feel when a planet is hitting a new sign or a significant sign, it's usually you start feeling it about a week or two or even a month before it actually connects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on top of everything, it's given people a feeling of wanting to make some changes. And, you know, it's about time, you know. That,
wanting to clean up their home in some way. And, of course, moving is one of those ways. Other people might be redecorating or remodeling. That's what I've been
right.
doing for 2 years. But mine's about over, thank goodness. It's time also to plan some new activities and new projects as we go into 2022. Because with the Pisces energy, I think 2022 can really be a year of fulfillment. Pisces is very intuitive. And it's very imaginatory, and it rules Neptune rules Pisces, Neptune rules movies, Neptune rules imagination and music. So we should have some of those new wonderful things coming.
Yeah. Well, it's creative. It's creative energy. It's I feel like Pisces is where dreams come from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a dream, if something you like, but we're not able to do even years ago, this might be the opportunity now, the way the planets are coming in. And that's the way I feel right now.
And
I feel
think it's time
coming.
For you to take a chance on yourself, people. Pretend you're on the diving board and you're going to jump off for the first time and hold your nose and take a deep breath and dive in. And see if you can make that dream you've had for a lifetime that you think maybe never will happen, make it happen. Make it happen because you can. And if you do just a little bit, isn't that true, Frank? You just take a tiny step. The universe usually comes in and helps you through other people.
Yeah, I do feel that. And like I said, a lot of people that I talk to, I ask them what was something that got you enthusiastic and even years ago. And I said, is that possible that you can do it now? Because you seem to have that yearning for change to open up something again. And then, and that's it. Maybe it's a hobby. Whatever it
know,
is, it's going to make changes
get depressed.
In your life.
People have been depressed and they get depressed. But remember, if an idea comes into your mind, you always have the power to fulfill it. That's natural law. So I'll say it again. If an idea comes into your mind, it means that you are being given the power to fulfill it. So start, begin, and believe in the outcome. And it works. It's a wonderful thing to find out about. So we are coming to the end of the show, Frank. I want to say happy birthday, America. And we have tried to give you the cosmic message in a time of hope. And I think it's going to get better and better, don't you, Frank? Do you have a cosmic message for the audience?
Well, I send my love out to all the veterans and and those first people that come in to help out. And you could see that there's so many people willing to put themselves out and come in and help out in all these different tragedies that have been happening. And it shows that there's a feeling of people wanting to help each other and send the love. Really, send the love. Don't hesitate if somebody's having a problem and you think you can help. Please.
Right. So that's building the community and building strength in the community by being there for support as you are called on. If it's not in your life, you don't have to worry about it. But when it falls right in front of you, take care of it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we'll be back next week. It's now time for the meditation. We are going to do the garden tonight. The garden meditation. We'll start with Everywhere by William Vitalis. And after the meditation, be sure to listen to New Beginnings with Richard Shulman. Thank you and good night.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, who got my breath going right from the start? Grace into every part of me. Oh, tell me, how can my mind hold the wings of your time unless I spread my arms wide? How will I know your heart is with mine unless I feel you so deep inside? Into stories to tell, who climbs the light ladders in every cell of me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. You are in every smile.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.